It looks like the hot summer weather will continue for about two more days. Environment Canada has issued a heat warning for all of northern Saskatchewan. Daytime temperatures are expected to be around 30 degrees. The hot weather can be a risk to elders, young children, pregnant women, anyone with chronic health issues, and people working outdoors. If possible, people in the northern parts of the province should find a cool location, drink plenty of water, and watch for signs of heat illness. The northern communities of Deschambeau Lake and Pelican Narrows are among 250 northern and indigenous communities included in a study. The University of Saskatchewan will examine how residents can achieve energy independence and benefit economically from the development of renewable energy. Many northern communities rely on diesel for power generation or experience high electrical bills. About $8.8 million in funding has been set aside for the study. Coroner Brent Goff is instructing the six-person jury tasked with examining the circumstances of the death of Waylon Starr. The man from the Star Blanket Cree Nation was found unresponsive in a cell at the Regina Correctional Center in August 2017. The jury is made up of four women and two men from jury pools of the general and indigenous populations. The inquest is expected to last 3 or 4 days, and we'll hear from 9 witnesses. A 35-year-old man from the Onion Lake Cree Nation is facing a dozen weapons and drug-related charges. Police say Philip Heathen was arrested last week by members of the RCMP Crime Reduction Team. The CRT assists in detachments by focusing on repeat offenders and gang members. The charges against Heathen include possession of cocaine and methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, also obstruction of justice and assault with a weapon. He was scheduled to appear in Lloydminster Provincial Court today. Regina police are investigating a series of weekend shooting incidents. The most serious happened early Sunday morning around 1:30 when one person received life-threatening injuries. Police say he was shot outside a business on Broad Street. And then just minutes later, shots were fired into two separate houses. No one was injured, and investigators say they believe the two homes were unoccupied at the time. No arrests have been made so far, and there's been no word on whether any of the shootings might be linked. A warehouse in central Winnipeg that covers a full city block has been destroyed by an overnight fire. Emergency officials say the fire spread through a large part of the building by the time crews got to the scene shortly before 1 o'clock this morning. Winnipeg Fire Chief John Lane says it wasn't too long into the battle before the crews had to pull back.
After 30 minutes inside, the smoke and heat conditions were becoming intolerable. The crews retreated, and we reverted to a defensive attack using external hand lines and the aerial trucks with water tower operations.
8 nearby residences were evacuated, and Manitoba Hydro cut off the power to the surrounding area to ensure lines, poles, and transformers didn't add to the emergency. Statistics Canada says the country's crime rose slightly in 2018, although it was lower than a decade ago.
The severity of crime also rose by 2% according to the agency's statistical formula. The agency says the increase was driven by more cases of fraud, sexual assault, shoplifting, and other thefts. But there were fewer break-ins and robberies. The homicide rate also declined. The finding is based on data from Canadian police forces, so it doesn't include crimes that weren't reported to police. Christy Kirkup, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Indigenous Services Minister Seamus O'Regan will make a trip to the Attawapiskat First Nation at the request of the community's chief. The remote Northern Ontario Reserve has declared a state of emergency because of concerns about high levels of chemicals in the water. O'Regan's office says he is aware of those concerns, adding that addressing the issue in full partnership is a top priority. It says $1.5 million has been approved for immediate repairs to the reserve's existing water treatment plant. Two teens are missing in northern BC just days after two other disturbing discoveries in roughly the same region, just south of the Yukon boundary.
RCMP say the burning camper belonging to 19-year-old Cam McLeod and 18-year-old Briar Schmegelsky, both of Port Alberni, was found Friday near Dease Lake, and neither teen's contacted family members since, so they've been declared missing. Then an unidentified male body, not that of either teen, was found in the same area, although how that may be linked is uncertain. Meanwhile, more details could be released today into the homicides of 24-year-old U.S. woman China Dees and 23-year-old Australian Lucas Fowler. Their bodies were discovered 1 week ago, about 500 kilometers to the east. No arrests have been made in that case. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press.